cleaner can't come in.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's the hottest day of the year, they reckon, again today. And I've just given up my fan to two of our lunchtime guests. It's like, I'm starting to sweat.
I'm very, very happy this side of the table. The
it's all right, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the
fan it's is blowing
good.
A good one, isn't it?
It is. My hair is going. I can feel it.
It's not even on number three setting yet.
Is it
yet.
Not? No, or we can go up.
There's a little bit more. Can I come and sit next to you?
Yeah, we can shift up.
So look, we've got Emily in from the council. Just tell us briefly what you do, Emily.
Yeah, hi, I'm Emily, and I'm a HR officer in our recruitment team at the council.
And you've dragged someone in off the street that's never done radio before, because you're like a professional now.
I have done this, like six times now.
So introduce your guest.
Yeah, so with me today, I have a colleague from our PA notice board team. I have Sophie, so I don't know if you want to just say a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Sophie, and I work for the PA notice board. We recruit, we're an online platform that connects personal assistants out in the community with people who need care and support in their homes or out and about in the community.
So is that what, just tell us briefly what a PA notice board is.
So a PA is a personal assistant in care.
Yeah.
They go out and about to people's homes, support them in their own homes. It could be anything to do with personal care. It could be meal prepping. It could be supporting with finances, or it could be out and about in the community, supporting people to get out and about, accessing the local community. It could be anything from visiting garden centres to cafe trips, anything like that. PAs are able to go in and support.
So, and this is put on a notice board that people can access?
Yes, so it's an online platform. You can either search for us via the Isle of Wight Council website through Adult Social Care, or we do have our own website, the Isle of Wight PA Notice Board, and if you pop that into Google, we'll come up. But it is all online. People can pop adverts on, and PAs can search for work on there too.
Okay, so effectively, how does it work, and does it obviously improve, I don't know, people's lives? Does it improve people's connections? And
absolutely, it really does support people's independence. It's a really flexible approach to care. They can choose their PA, and they can choose what the hours look like, what the flexibility looks like. All the PAs on the notice board are accredited, which means they go through an accreditation process with us. We see them, we check their DBS, their unique tax reference number, which is with HMRC, their public liability insurance, and we ask them to do some training. And if there are people listening today who would like to become a PA and they don't have those documents in place, that's absolutely fine as well. A lot of the accreditation process is also about supporting the PAs with those documents, so we can support them, we can signpost them to the right place in order to obtain those documents.
So for those people that are listening and don't know, what is a DBS check?
A DBS check is the police check. It used to be called a CRB check, and it's now the Disclosure and Barring Service. So that's a police check, and it checks any cautions, convictions, or criminal records. But we just have to see that while we're doing the accreditation process.
And we have to rest easy, don't we? We have to know who's coming to your house
absolutely.
And so on. So
absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we do those checks.
And how often do you do those checks then?
So it's every 3 years to get a new DBS, and there is something called a DBS update service where the PA, the person, can pay, I believe it's £16 now, each year to keep their DBS running effectively. So we will just do an online check every year if they've signed up to that service. We do advise as well that people in receipt of care do see these documents too. So although we do initially check them, we do advise that people in receipt of care or their families who may be supporting them with their care package just have a look at these documentations as well.
Okay, so who would access the notice board then?
Anybody can access the notice board. Self-funders, that's people who are self-funding their own care, they can put an advert on. There is now a £15 charge for putting an advert on the notice board. And anybody in receipt of a direct payment, which is a budget through the Isle of Wight Council, can also put adverts on, whether that's themselves or with the support of social workers and ourselves, because we can put adverts on too.
And I know you said it outside when we were talking about this has been going for, it ain't just something that's just magically appeared, this has been going for about 8 years?
Yes, it's been going on the Isle of Wight since 2018, and we've got about 250 PAs on the books now, and about 100 adverts at the minute needing PAs to go in. into people's homes and out in the community. So we're always on the lookout for more.
So without it, there's a negative impact.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. PAs, you know, we have so many, well, 250 PAs on the board, and they all do a fantastic job. And when we speak to them, they will tell us how rewarding it is and how they feel they're having a positive impact on somebody's life, because they can stay in their own home. It's enabling people to stay in their own home with that independence and their flexibility towards their care and their support, which is really fantastic, because people want to stay in their own homes. That's what they'd like to do. So yeah.
I mean, we all know that, you know, adult social care is under the cosh at the moment, so anything that is going to help, which this is obviously doing,
yeah,
is very badly needed, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we will be at the careers event, which is on it. Mm-hmm.
Here, hang on, I'll do the questions. Tomorrow.
Oh, am I jumping in?
Get excited. Been on the radio for 5 minutes.
Here I am.
Here we go. Natural.
So you're going to be at the event tomorrow then?
Yes, I won't be, but my colleague Courtney will be at the event tomorrow. So if there is anybody who wants to come and have a chat to us, whether you're a PA who wants to find out more, or on the flip side, if you are somebody who needs a PA, come and chat to us. That's no problem at all.
So when Emily's team gets in touch with you and say, can you come, do you want to come, is it a case of yes, because it's a really good thing, we want to get there and we want more people to be involved?
Absolutely. We want to shout out to as many people as we can that we are a platform on the Isle of Wight, and to come and use us. So yes, absolutely, when Emily comes, we always run.
Yes. They are like number one fans as well. They're always top of the list, first to respond.
So the more people involved, from your point of view, the better it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because we'll be then reaching out to far more people across the island who need the care and support in their own home. Like I say, we've got about 100 adverts on the board, which is that's people waiting for PAs,
right,
wanting to recruit, you know, wanting to employ PAs.
Did you go last year?
We went in September, wasn't it? So we went to the event in September. Yes, we did.
Was there a positive uptake?
I think so, yeah, I think so.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's well worth doing again?
Well worth going again.
Now,
worth it.
I know Emily's organised this event, and I know tomorrow is going to be a really, really hot day. Mm. And you can't account for the weather. It could have been snow, it could have been, but it's a heat wave, and there'll be people that say, oh, come on, let's go to the beach and so on. But not everybody's into the beach and being hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we're not doing anything tomorrow, why would people come along to the event tomorrow?
Well, it's worth coming along for anybody, to be honest. So if you're looking for work, if you're looking for a change of career, if you just want to see what the care and health sector has to offer, whether or not you've got transferable skills, that kind of thing, there's so many people there wanting to talk to you. Obviously, it's from 10 till 2, so it is sort of over the hottest point of the day. We are out of the sun in the shade in the library, so even if you're just stopping by for half an hour to get out of the sun,
yeah,
and come around and have a chat to people, there's so many people that want to talk to you on the day.
And yeah, 10 till 2, people might say, oh yeah, but it's going to be really hot. Yeah,
then but go to the beach afterwards.
You've still got plenty of time. Yeah, afterwards, absolutely. And 10 o'clock, you know, people will probably, you're probably going to get more people through the door from 10 o'clock until 12.
I would imagine.
And
so
then,
yeah,
you know, they might sort of think, well, I'm going to go into somewhere cooler. But I mean, at least you're not in direct sunlight.
No, exactly. We
and
are obviously in the library.
You've got brilliant air conditioning, I've heard.
Maybe. I'll find out tomorrow. I can, I hope so.
So how much work goes into this? Because this is a big event. You've done it a couple of times now, and it's been really, really popular. And there's a lot of positive vibes that come out of it. People have gotten jobs, changed direction, and so on. How much work goes into it, and how stressed are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Because it's tomorrow, the stress levels are higher, probably like a 7. But you know what? I think because we've done so many now, the work has felt less and less each time, because, you know, you learn from your mistakes, don't you? So the things that did work well, we know to continue, and the things that haven't worked well, we've changed. So it feels like quite a streamlined process. So you know what? That's why my stress isn't a 10. I think it's actually, yeah, we're in quite a good place with it, to be honest. And we get a lot of support from our vendors and stuff. So yeah, there is a lot of work that goes into it. It's obviously split up. It's not just me. I have Katie and some other people that do support me with it. But yeah, it's, you know, it is a couple of months planning and whatever. But, you know, it's like I say, we've got such a lot of support from people that actually doesn't feel too bad.
So what other organisations are going to be there?
So we have NHS professionals there from the sort of health side. They are like the bank team for the NHS, so people looking maybe for some casual work, that kind of thing. We have quite a few care sectors. We've got quite a few care homes coming in on the day. We spoke last time, we've got Island Jobs there, and we also have an NHS Working Towards Wellbeing team there that are going to do sort of employment support. So not necessarily looking for a job with them, but they're there to offer employment support. And we've got volunteering sectors. We've got Mountbatten, and we've got Age UK Isle of Wight, yeah. So there's quite a variety, to be honest, of things. So yeah, loads of stuff.
So if you are looking to, you know, become a carer or mm-hmm. change direction,
social work, everything. But it can also be, you know, care and health sector isn't limited to care and health roles. You know, all of these places have, you know, IT support or maintenance support or admin support. There's so much more than just the care and health side of it. So there's, yeah, it's worth coming along because there's so many different roles in the sector.
I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer to me. I mean, if you were thinking about, you know, little change of direction, or if you've got someone that's out of work or whatever, you know, and they're thinking about doing stuff, then go along. What's the perfect scenario? People turn up, because you're not going to be like lectured. You're not going to be like made to feel like, you know, bad in any way. So what's the perfect scenario when you turn up? Just say, for instance, if I turn up tomorrow at 10 o'clock, what can I expect?
Well, I think it depends what you want out of it. If you want to come and try and find a current vacancy, then hopefully there's people there. We're going to have a live jobs board, like a QR jobs board. So there will be QR codes on the wall as you walk in, and you can scan for every company and see their current live job website, like their current vacancies on their website. So there's always that. If you're looking for generic advice about how to become a social worker or a specific career in the care and health sector that interests you, there will be people there that can talk you through that. So first you've got to go and get this qualification, and then you get this experience, and this is how you can do it. Or if you're looking for volunteering, you're not sure what you want to do, but you just want to fit in to get some experience of obviously the volunteering. So it's really dependent on who you are, what you want. I think it can be really tailored to everybody, to be honest.
All that brilliant advice all under one roof.
Yeah, there are loads of people there that are really knowledgeable in their fields, so it's worth coming along and grabbing their brains for 5 minutes whilst you can.
And how brilliant it is, I mean, this is in the past we used to have a thing called the job section on the county press. I don't even know whether it's there now, but years ago when people used to get the county press, they would get the job section and they would have a look, and it was almost every job there under the sun. If you want to know what company's jobs was, you've got to go to X amount of different websites, then you've got to go searching for it. In this instance, you're just going to go in there, get a barcode, you go straight to it. That's got to be a lot less stress, isn't it?
Hopefully, that's the point.
A lot easier to do that all under one roof, and then go and get some advice.
And you can talk to those people there and then and see what jobs they've got, so you know before you even have to scan a code. You can just go and ask directly what's available right now.
Right, so do you know what is available right now?
I don't actually. That was Katie's job. From the council, I can have a look on my phone in a second and grab some, but you know, we're always crying out for social workers and support workers.
Yeah,
and that kind
I would imagine
thing.
So
is something that, you know, we always want more of, so I would be surprised if there aren't some available jobs in those areas for us right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I imagine that there's a lot of people out there that should be thinking, hey look, I've got to go, I really got to go. What happens if they just can't go? What's the advice to them?
If you can't go, well, for starters, have a look at our website. We upload jobs, 3 days a week, if not every day of the week. So the job's going out weekly. If you're still unsure and you want to have a chat, you can always email careers@iow.gov.uk, and we're always more than welcome to put you in touch with those people who will be there on the day from the council side. If you're interested in jobs not for the council, for example the NHS, obviously I can't speak so much for them, but sure, I would recommend contacting their careers teams if they've got some, or just contacting like an info email, generic email, that kind of thing. But for the council, definitely we can sort of put you in touch with the right people to have that chat if you can't make it on the day.
And it's fair to say that in the past there's been so much support for people, and there's also been occasions where people have come in and they've almost got a job straight away.
Yeah, I think one of our teams actually did hire from the event, and people came in and, you know, we lapped them up as quickly as we could before they went to another table, to be honest. But yeah, no, and we've had really good feedback from the, you know, from our vendors. This was an event, or it is an event, that we run in September every year, and having done it for about 3 or 4 years, you know, the feedback was that it's so good, we want to have a second one. So that's what we've tried to do with this spring event, and we're hoping still to have the September one as well this year. So hopefully, you know, there's two opportunities. So
I don't think the heat is going to put people off, not massively, not so that you'd notice. I think, you know, people want jobs and stuff like that. They're going to put themselves out. And I think, you know that you're going to turn up in a building and you know the windows are going to be open and it's kind of cool. Yeah. So don't let
we're
that put you
do
off.
Our best. Go I will not survive otherwise.
Well, we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
But how lovely it is that there's all these care groups and so on, they're all coming together and you know, trying to make things better, and I just think that's wonderful. So good luck to tomorrow for that.
Thank you very much.
And I know you've worked incredibly hard on it,
and thank you for your support with us coming to talk about it. It's great
that
we can get it out there.
If we are you going to come back next month and obviously report back?
Of course.
And then we'll promote the September event as well, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good event. Is there anything you wanted to add before you go?
No, I don't think there's anything else I wanted to add. No.
All of a sudden, she's gone all quiet.
Obviously, please do turn up tomorrow. If you're interested in becoming a PA, please do come. And on the flip side, if you need a PA, please do come as well, because my colleague Courtney will be there and she'll be more than happy to chat with you.
And so PA Notice Board are very green, so look out for the green.
We're very green.
Very green. Okay. So last question. Why did you get involved? Why did you become, you know, doing what you're doing now? Why did you get think, right, that's for me?
So I've been in the team, oh goodness, since 2020, so over six years now, and it's brilliant. It's a really rewarding role, onboarding the PAs who want to come into care, and then knowing that they're going out and they're caring and supporting for people out in our local community. It's really rewarding. It's a really nice job to do. I really enjoy it.
Best job ever.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Hey, look, I hope it goes really well tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in a month's time.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. Then.